purpose is to drill the Arctic for oil, and of course that's going to seal the fate of the planet. And
I might put in that we are sort of doing the same kind of thing ourselves. So, and we say Putin is drilling oil in the for oil in the Arctic. Does that mean personally or on the you know, I mean, Russia has its Arctic oil wells, but I don't think they belong to Putin, presumably. But go ahead.
Well, that's where he derives his wealth. He wants to own the Ukraine government, which he has infiltrated with his Putin mafia, Putin-Russian mafia, which are the same thing. It's no different between Putin and the Russian mafia.
Well, you know, Ukraine is kind of an odd place in a way. It's I wish we had more time. We're getting near the end of the show.
Pipelines, oil pipelines go through Ukraine and supply mm-hmm. Europe, and that's what Putin wants. And that's why he's amassed 80,000 troops on the Ukraine border to take over Ukraine and their oil wealth and their pipelines.
Well, what happened in Ukraine was, Ukraine had an elected president, and he was forced out of office by the riots in Kiev. That's when Victoria Nuland was passing out the cookies. And so,
Excuse me, sir, if I may say something about that, please.
Make it fast.
The guy that they pushed out was a Putin puppet.
Well, he was elected, though. He was elected. So I think we'll have to leave it there.
Manafort got him elected.
Well, he was elected. Anyway, our show is, this is the end of the show. Too bad we couldn't keep this discussion going a little longer. But anyway, there we have it. I would advise our listeners to check it out for yourselves. There's lots of material available online to read and educate yourselves on what's going on in Ukraine. This has been Fight the Empire.
Today on Wings.
Oh, you are radio station.
The latest campaign in Kolkata urges men and boys to change their minds towards women and girls.
जिस दुनिया में मर्द ऐसे बात करेंगे, उस दुनिया में औरतें हमेशा सुरक्षित और बराबर महसूस करेंगी. सोच बदले, बात बदलेगी.
सोच बदले, बात बदलेगी means change the thinking, you will be the change.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Kolkata is the capital of India's West Bengal state. According to a 2020 report, it has the third highest percentage of internet users in the country. Almost two-thirds of India's internet users are male, and more than 60% of those are aged 12 to 29. Swayam is a feminist organization that works to end inequality and violence against women and girls. In April 2021, Swayam launched two short streaming videos to reach the internet user population. This is part of their ongoing campaign to change the mindset of men and boys. One of the videos was shot on the street, the other at a cricket match. Kalpana Pradhan reports from Kolkata for Wings.
The 2:35 film shows how men changing their conversations can create a safe and equal world for women and girls.
Kya bola hoga inhone?
Agar ye road sahi ban jata na, to bachchon ko school jaane mein koi dikkat nahi hoti.
Jis duniya mein mard aise baat karenge.
One of the videos shows men commenting when a girl passes by on a cycle. The other shows boys whispering to each other when a girl bowls out a batsman. In the first, the men actually remarked if roads were better, it would be safe for kids to go to school. In the second, the boys say the girl has potential to make it to the Indian team.
क्या solid hockey डालती है यार? अमित रंजी खेलता है और वो भी struggle कर रहा है. ये पक्का India खेलेगी.
The campaign informs men that changing, how they think will lead to a change in the conversation and the world will also change. Jointly released by Shyam NGO and Ogilvy organization, the videos were part of the 2021 campaign created by Shyam. In a recent press conference, Shyam said, "Men need to free themselves from patriarchy for society to be gender equal.
Gender equality is something that is good for everybody, for men as well as for women. Patriarchy gives a lot of power and privilege. It also limits men and dehumanizes them because they, by being aggressive and by being violent, they are also not being human beings. The humanity in them is lost as a result of the way they are brought up."
Shyam is a feminist organization committed to advancing women's rights and ending discrimination and violence against women and girls. Working in India since 1995, Shyam has to facilitate the empowerment of women survivors of violence and enable them to become self-confident, self-sufficient, and self-reliant. The organization director Anuradha Kapoor said,
"What we want to say, soch badle, baat badlegi, means change your thinking and the world will change. And what is this thinking that we're talking about? It's the patriarchal thinking which says that women are inferior to men, which says that, which allows women to be oppressed, which results in women being objectified and facing violence and discrimination. So we are saying change the thinking that women are equal to men. There is no difference between, we are all human beings and let's treat every human being as a human being and not discriminate on the basis of gender. So if you can change your thinking and treat and accept women as equals and every person in this world as an equal, then you will start acting differently and the violence and the discrimination will stop, right? Because if I consider somebody an equal, I will treat that person as an equal. So which is why it's really important to change the patriarchal thought which we all are brought up with. So we need to change this thinking. Just because we are taught this, we can also unlearn our learnings, right? So if we change it and we start thinking of women as equal and treating them like that, then we will see immediately there will be a change and you will see equality and safety in the world for everybody. And what we're also saying is if men, because men are the biggest perpetrators of violence and inequality against women, if they are going to change their thinking, they will also benefit from it. It's not as if that patriarchy only impacts women, it also impacts men negatively.
The women organization Shyam keeps fighting for women's rights and trying to end inequality. The organization has two community centers, one at Diamond Harbour in rural part of West Bengal and another is located in Metiapuru's area on the fringes of Kolkata and has high crime rate. The organization engages with men and boys to make them aware about women's rights and violence against women, and also explains the adverse effects of patriarchy and traditional notions of masculinity on their lives and the potential benefit of gender equality in their families and relationships. Many men and boys have shown a remarkable change in their behavior and way of thinking. They have realized that their patterns of behavior are detrimental to the rights and freedom of women. Rahul Goswami, a young man, has changed himself after the intervention from Shyam. He is from the Metiapuru area of Kolkata. He explained his personal experience to Wings.
My name is Rahul and I would like to share personal experience with violence against women, which led me to realize that society tends to justify men's violent actions as natural or normal. Shyam played an emancipatory role in my life by removing the pressure to live up to society's image of manliness. I learned to think of myself as a human before being a man. I think as a first step to bring change in society, one needs to work on oneself, introspect and break free to restrictive patriarchal norms. Through my work with Shyam over the years, I am now able to empathize with women and girls in the family and community as well. I realize that my mother does a lot more work than I gave her credit for.
Not only Rahul, but several men and boys reported they have stopped hypnotizing and indulging in lewd behavior. Some are trying to change their attitude to women in their families. As said, a married over 30 man, Samim Iqbal. He was saying how his changed behavior made him a happy man in the family.
This is Samim Iqbal from Diamond Harbor. Working with Swayam initially proved to be a change for me because it was difficult to break out from the patriarchal fold and let go of the privileges of being male. My engagement with Swayam helped me to realize that patriarchy is in fact harmful for men, and the thoughts and practices encouraged in men from early childhood don't serve them. Previously, like other married men with family, I tended to impose my decisions on my wife. But today, I have learned to see that before being my wife, she is a human being, and that is important to consider her choices, preferences, and freedom. As a result, our relationship is now marked by mutual respect, consultation, and bonding has grown. And I believe that if I can try to change myself, then others can do it. Finally, I want to say this is a small step. When more people will take initiative, then this patriarchal society will change gradually.
In India, rape and sexual harassment are often seen as a reflection of a society which is deeply rooted in patriarchy, with the women being abused and the men inflicting the abuse. In the Indian society, patriarchy is a well-known term. At its simplest, the term means the absolute rule of the father or the eldest male member over his family. Due to patriarchal social construction, women are not treated on par with men. Women face challenges to realize their rights, aspirations, and potentials. It is important to deconstruct the prevailing patriarchal notions about men and women, added Anuradha Kapoor, the director of the Swayam NGO.
As you saw, there were some of the men and boys who came from the communities and talked about how, having gone through this process, they have changed their thinking and how it has impacted their lives in a very positive way. And they are able to express their emotions. They have better relationships with their family members, their mother, their sister, their wife, their friends. There can be change, and that's what we are really looking for. So if we don't work with them, if they don't change, then the problem will continue. Women will get empowered, but if men are not going to change, then the society is going to remain, and conflict will also increase. So we realize that that is important. And also the other thing is that men are also conditioned to behave in a particular way, right? They're not born being aggressive and discriminatory and abusive. They are taught to be that. They're taught this is what a man should be. So they are also living something that they are taught. We need to unlearn this. So just as we have learned, you know, supposedly women's roles are in the home, they've also learned that men's roles are outside and they are supposed to be the strong. So we need to unlearn these things. So we started about 5 years ago. So what we wanted to create were violence-free communities where men and women worked together to achieve gender equality and to stop discrimination and violence against women. So we started forming groups in the same communities where we were working with women. And if we change our thinking, working together, then we will have a happier society. That's how we began the work in the communities with men and boys.
As the organization Swayam commented, men are not born violent. They are conditioned by society's image of masculinity to live up to an ideal of toxic masculinity that encourages them to think and act in a manner that promotes machismo, sexism, and violence. It was not an easy job to turn them towards equality, said field worker and social activist Amrita Dashgupta.
I have been working in the women's rights sector, violence against women, for over 18 years. And it is very fascinating and interesting working with men and boys, because you cannot work with one half of the community and talk about change when you are not addressing the other half. And it is true that change takes a long time, because we are talking about centuries of changing patriarchal mindset.
What kind of challenges you are facing to change men and boys' mindset?
We have so many more young people who want to be part of our groups. But the realistic story is 10 might join, 8 might sustain, 2 might drop out. A year later, actually 6 are actually doing good work. So there is constant dropout rates. The other challenge with men and boys is a lot of them might want to do more work, but they face a lot of pressure from their families that this work isn't good enough for you. This is just being with the women and hanging out with the women for their cause. What is it in for you? Because the society often doesn't see, if we create a violence-free society, everybody benefits, even the men benefit from it, because they are at a peace, at a peaceful place. They have healthier, better, safer relationships with the women in their lives, and the women in their lives also lead safer lives. So it's a win-win for everybody, but people can't see that. There's another impact is a lot of men who work with us have a lot of pressure to earn a living. For that, it becomes very, very challenging, because they cannot give time to the group work and the campaign work and the awareness work, because they have to earn money. That pressure on them is far higher. So they might want to commit, but they are not able to commit. And somehow they kind of steer away from the groups. So those are the challenges where we lose group members who are very committed and passionate, but their need to earn a regular income cannot. Even today, a number of them couldn't take leave from work because they couldn't, you know, there's limited income. They can't now take a day's off and not be paid. So those are the challenges that men face. There's this another challenge that we have faced is a lot of their family members, their partners, girlfriends and wives, don't credit this work. They would still want their partners to work for a bank or work for a government job, although they don't realize that these men are changing and that change is good for these women as well. So social change and mindset change is to be felt. Not everybody can see it immediately, and some people want the money and the status and don't want the mindset change. So it's a big challenge for our men and boys, but it's absolutely rewarding, and I keep saying this word, when we see change. And Swayam is seeing the change. It is working. It's a long way to go, but it is working, and we can see the results of our work.
On Wings, you are listening to a report from Kolkata, India, about the venerable feminist organization Swayam. Swayam is a Hindi word that can be translated as self, and it can mean either herself or himself. Lately, Swayam has been extending its outreach to include not only protecting and empowering women who've been subjected to violence, but also turning the thoughts of men and boys toward recognition and appreciation of women as human beings, and helping them to change their own habits. As you heard at the beginning of this program, that campaign includes 2 short social media videos with men making comments about women. Again, here's our reporter in Kolkata, Kalpana Pradhan. Her next interview is with Dr. Pallavi Guha, author of the book, Here, #MeToo in India.
In India, gender inequality is deep-rooted in societal norms, which give rise to discrimination against women. India's patriarchal attitude that bestows countless privileges to men and sanctions restrictions on women is at core of the problem. By and large, men's violence against women is permissible. So men and women both have to change their mindset up to change the society, as said professor and writer Dr. Pallavi Guha, who wrote a book, Here, #MeToIndia, which demonstrates the power of social media as a platform to play in anti-rape and sexual harassment activism in India.
The new initiative by the non-profit Swayam puts the conversation on women's safety, empowerment, and the role of patriarchy in a larger and more relatable narrative. You kind of start assuming when you see the video that what are the men going to say there? Is it going to be another of those misogynist comments or words of encouragement? And until it, you know, kind of you see the whole thing, you still keep guessing and you kind of feel that, oh, it's just going to be another one of those comments when they're going to comment on the failure of the girl, of that she can't do it because it's not something she should be doing it. Now, as part of a diverse society and country, it is the responsibility of each person to bring about the change and to move out of patriarchy. We have seen in the past that due to victim blaming, we constantly see that it's women who are in a precarious position and they are expected to share the burden of the societal change the most. They have to change themselves, they have to change their ways, the way they wear their clothes, and you know, almost everything else, because it's going to come back to them. Now, this intervention of Soch Badlo, the video, and several others that I've also seen on social media platforms like Breakthrough India's bystander intervention, it involves and puts the responsibility for this change on men as well, and how the larger society can, you know, get involved and not just put the onus of responsibility on women. But I do want to say here that past research and commentary on patriarchy has also identified that it can be practiced by both men and women as long as it is prevalent in the society. So similarly, there are also some men who are feminist allies and who have also worked for the empowerment of women. So we also need to consider all of these factors when we are looking at how can we move out and make the change from a patriarchal culture and society. Now, I do believe that everyone in our society must take ownership of the patriarchal culture and work towards moving out of it. Every single person, unless it's done, it's a Herculean task. And gender sensitization, which is definitely part of the patriarchal one step towards, you know, making sure that we move out of patriarchal culture, it has to start young. So I'm a believer of catch them young, and I've seen through other posts as well as people who I know, like my friend and former colleague Swati, she did gender sensitizing workshops with teenage boys in Kolkata. This is a couple of years ago. So where the conversations were around gender roles, equality, and also what do we learn from moving out of patriarchy? How can we do better? So these conversations around gender roles, equality, empowerment, patriarchy, they need to start young in a more inclusive way. And that will be the way forward to bring about the societal change that we are trying, that the nonprofits are trying, activists are trying, and even the public and the citizens are trying so hard to achieve.
Pallavi Guha, an assistant professor of journalism and new media at Towson University, studies anti-rape and sexual harassment activism on mass media and social media platforms. Dr. Guha added more.
Bystander initiative and intervention in sexual assault, violence, as well as women's empowerment, it has been an essential tool in disrupting sexual harassment, assault, and violence. OLABAC has a very impressive bystander intervention training based on the 5 D's of distract, delegate, document, delay, and direct, which empowers the bystanders irrespective of their gender identification, location, and societal position to intervene and stop it immediately. Similarly, in India, I remember one of the earliest bystander intervention PSAs was Bell Bajao. I believe it was sometime around 2007-2008, which reflected this need of the involvement of public in taking a stand against domestic violence, changing the mindset of the society, and how even the citizens can help, the public can help, without being an active part of any policy-related changes or other changes. Now, this new initiative by the nonprofit Swayam, Soch Badlo, also puts the conversation on women's safety, empowerment, and the role of patriarchy in a larger and more relatable narrative. you kind of start assuming once you see the PSA what the men are going to say, because that's kind of normalized quite a lot, right? So you kind of possibly think that they're going to say or they're going to give a misogynist comment or words. But when the reveal happens, you're in for a very pleasant change in the commentary, how it's a word of encouragement. So changing the thinking and the attitude, soch badlo. So as a society, we are in this together, and being part of a very diverse society, culture and country, it is the responsibility of each person, again, irrespective of their gender identification and other societal affiliation, to bring about this change. And I think Soch Badlo has been a conversation starter. We do have to remember that due to victim blaming, we constantly see that women are in a precarious position, and then they are expected to share the burden of this societal change the most. But this intervention of Soch Badlo is in the Indian context, it is very similar to Breakthrough India's bystander intervention Bell Bajao, which involves and puts the responsibility for this change on the public and the society as well. So when the larger society works as the ally, it has the capacity to bring about more changes, and more changes coming at a faster rate, which we really need at this point. To get to that, I definitely think that gender sensitization and sensitizing plays a big role in changing the societal misogynist attitudes, the patriarchal norms. And to do that, they have to start young within both the educational institutions as well as the families. The families also have a role to play. I strongly believe in Gandhi's turn the searchlight inwards. Unless as a society and smaller family units we do that, then we can never accomplish Soch Badlo. We can never accomplish the change in our thinking. So a couple of years ago, I remember my friend and former colleague Swati Sen Gupta did gender sensitizing workshops with teenage boys in schools in Kolkata with the Kolkata police, if I'm not mistaken. And there are similar workshops such as hers that are run across India as well. And I'm seeing that in the past couple of years, even commercial ads, such as All Out and Sharing the Load, even they are focusing on changing the mentality, changing the thinking around how women should behave in a society. What are the gender chores within a family? Who should be doing the chores? All Out, the ad where it shows that the mother is chastised within the family because she disciplined her son. But she's constantly chastised. There's this narrative, boys will be boys, so it's okay because he's a boy. But she finally gets support from the family patriarch, the grandfather of the boy. So that's also an excellent way to share and to show that we have to change the thinking. We have to start soon. We have to start first within our family units, and only then the larger society can have change. And I think these are excellent examples of how we can start changing our thinking, though. So the conversations around gender roles, equality, empowerment, and patriarchy, they need to start young and be more inclusive and robust. So that will be a way forward to bring about societal change.
According to the recent report by World Economic Forum regarding global gender gap, South Asia is one of the worst performing regions, followed by the Middle East and Northern Africa. And India ranked 140 out of 156 countries, trailing behind neighboring countries like Bangladesh, Nepal, Bhutan, and Sri Lanka. The report has mentioned the estimated earned income of women in India is only 1/5 of that of men, which puts the country among the bottom 10 globally on these parameters. Experts are saying this is a high time that Indian society is needed a gender-neutral policy that sees each human being as one, then only real freedom for all is possible. And for that reason, as soon as men will change themselves towards equality, it would be betterment for the country. Kalpana Pradhan, Wings, Kolkata, India.
To hear this program again, email wings@wings.org. Wings also has a daily news feed at facebook.com/wingsradio. Wings thanks our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, who hosts video salons with notable speakers through the website maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's maternalgifteconomymovement, all one word, .org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
You're tuned to listener-supported community radio KBOO, Portland, Oregon, in the beautiful Willamette Valley.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing, unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The Finance Committee meets on the third Thursday of the month at 5 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm.